What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening on the podcast or YouTube. If it's on YouTube, I don't even know if I'm posting this thing on there. But thank you for tuning in. All right, big shout out to Quick Trip sponsoring the show. All right, every dollar you spend at Quick Trip, you are getting a Packers point. You know what I mean? And you can use those Packers points to get into sweepstakes, win all types of good stuff. You know what I mean? They're giving away cards. You can tailgate with the Charlie Barons. There's all types of cool stuff you can win. Check out the Quick Rewards app. You can look at all the stuff. They have a cooler with, like, I think it's like a remote control cooler. You can just drive it around. You can, like, you know, you want a beer, but the beer's over there, but you're over here. You know, ride that thing on over. You know what I mean? That's what I want. If I don't win it, I might just cut and find one and buy one. You know what I mean? Those things are pretty legit. But so thank you for Quick Trip, and be sure to check out the quicktripmerch.com. You know, they got some good swag over there. Also, my website, themattramage.com. You can find my merch, all my socials, my podcast. If you're listening somewhere else, you can find out where all the places that you can listen and watch and do stuff. You know what I mean? Stuff that I do, and you can watch me do it. You know what I mean? but anyway, well, what's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Monday Night Football right around the corner. That's when I'm recording this thing. But I want to talk about a few things today. One of them being, like, first of all, I was telling people to take some calls. I got some good comments I want to get to. But I think I might wait for that because tomorrow night, I think I will be doing a show with Rev Trev and Dakota. We were doing the fantasy football show. We kind of 86 that thing. I wasn't feeling it, the fantasy football show. They're really good at it. They're smart. Talking about fantasy football, I'm not. I like fantasy football. I'm having a good time with it this year. We'll probably talk a little bit about fantasy football. We're just not going to have it dedicated solely to fantasy football. Talk about the Green Packers. That's what I like to do. And mix into fantasy. If people got questions, for sure, we can talk about them. I'm not, like, against talking about fantasy football. I just want to broaden it a little bit. We can talk about what we want to talk about. We can have a good time with it. I like those guys. I think they're fun to talk to. And I think they're good at talking about stuff. You know what I mean? But and then Wednesday, you know, we got the Pick'em show over there with Ryan Schlipp. I think one of the best in the business. Ryan's a unique dude. I like Ryan because I feel like we have, like, the same kind of takes on stuff. He's just better at talking than I am. He's better at, you know, putting out what he wants to say. Like, see, right, even right there, I don't even know what I'm trying to say right here. But and then Thursday, we got the Trivia for Cheesehead show, co-hosted by Big B. That's going to be a fun one this week. We got two great guests, you know what I mean? So tune in for that. That's actually one of the more fun shows for me because it's not ranting and raving about the Packers and all that. It's kind of just fun. It's good trivia. I don't have to answer the questions. Makes it even better because I don't know Packers trivia. I don't have a very good memory. You know, that's why I was never good at school. So and you can't cheat, you know what I mean? Packers trivia, don't be cheating people if you get on this thing. But you should definitely check out that show. My friend Kevin, he put together the graphics for that. Like, you know, he built the whole website. He did the code thing. He did all the smart people thing. You know what I mean? I don't know how they do it. It's magical. But he did a good job for that. So be sure to check that thing out. You know what I mean? But let's talk about a few things I want to talk about. I've been noticing lately people talking about, you know, that number one pick. You know, there was a post by on Instagram. I got to talking to some fine people over on the Instagram. All Day Packers on Instagram made a post. All right, good page. A lot of good Packer pages on the Instagram. But he said the 9% chance for the Packers to make the playoffs, there's a 1.1% chance Packers to have the number one overall pick in the draft. You know what I mean? And I said, if you would rather have number one pick than a playoff spot, that is weird. Some people did not agree with that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to read all the comments that I got, but you can go check it out. But basically, like, dude, for me, that's just what it is. If you have the option to make the playoffs or have the number one pick in the draft, why wouldn't you? That's why you get the number one pick in the draft, so you can make the playoffs. So if you can make the playoffs, and I get it, like, it will if they're one and done. But first of all, if you're talking about this season, this year, right now, okay, if they make the playoffs, which I don't believe either of these options are going to happen. This is just all a fake scenario. You know, we're just talking. That means the Packers have to go on a crazy run to make the playoffs. That means that Jordan Love is playing, you know, doing his thing. Aaron Jones doing his thing. A.J. Dillon, they're popping off, you know what I mean? Running game going. Christian Watson, you know? Romeo Doubs, like, these young receivers are popping off. This defense is doing their thing. I'm good with that then. And then yeah, then you think they don't have a shot? People are saying, well, they wouldn't even have a shot if they made the playoffs. Yes, they would. The run they would have to go on, they'd be balling, bro. They'd be on a nice little streak. So why would they not? Dude, Herm Edwards said it. All you gotta do is get in the tournament. And it's all for naught, because I'm all, you know, Mr. Optimistic and whatever, but I don't know. It'd be tough for the Packers to make the playoffs. You know, there's that 9% chance, but like, what we want this season as Packer fans, I think as the Packers organization, as a franchise, they want to see this team grow and do better and keep building. You know, Jordan Love get better. This young wide receivers get better, run better routes. Dude, the thing about Christian Watson, you know, everyone's arguing about, you know, arguing with his brothers, his family on the Twitter. I can stand that stuff. But, we won't be seeing me arguing with any players' families, dude. I promise you that. But what I would like to see with Christian Watson is, like, get him on some crossing routes. You know what I mean? Get the ball in his hand in space and let that boy run. Because he is a fast, fast man. So let him run. And get the ball to him in space. Now, you know, offensive guru or whatnot. But I play Madden every now and again. I feel like I'm pretty good at it, you know. Not that good. I saw Tyler Herrick, you know, Big B, whooped him, I think. You hate to see it. That's why I don't play. That's why I don't mess around. People are like, well, play me in Madden. Like, nah, I think I'll take my embarrassment on a solo. You know what I mean? I don't need the whole world to see it. But Tyler did, you know, he manned up. He even put highlights of him getting whooped up on that. I get too mad, you know. I get mad. I throw a controller or whatnot. And they're expensive now. But, I forgot what's going on with that. But, yeah, so I would like to see, get him the ball in space. Aaron Jones kind of got locked down on this last game. Steelers were ready for it. I did like that trick play that they did. Didn't work out, but I like that type of stuff. I want to see, especially when you're, you know, you have more losses than wins, just start trying some stuff, man. You know, you're working for the future anyways, you know, just try. I'm not saying do something stupid. Try to win these games. Especially next week, I'm going to be at that game. I'm going to need you to win that game, Packers, all right? The Packers have not lost a game I bet at this year. So we got that going for us. I think it's going to be a win against Chargers. And that's the thing, people. I remember a lot of people talking about how the Packers, it's expensive to go to a game. We can't take your family to a game anymore. All right, now you can. All right, because everyone's talking about how cheap the tickets are. And I see people tagging me all the time. Like, oh, look at it. The Packers, you know, the fans are giving up. All right, so if you're a Packer fan, come support. All right, tickets are cheap. Grab grandma, grab the auntie, grab the kiddos, head on down to Lambeau. You know what I mean? Stop by a Quick Trip, get yourself some tailgate needs. You know what I mean? But, dude, I'm telling you, dude, come to the game. Come represent, dude. I had so much fun on this last game. I went with my son. We went up top. We didn't even sit in the seats. We just, like, sat on this platform or stood on this platform. It was amazing. There was beer, like, 20, 30 feet behind me. Bathroom's right down the hall. There was, like, no wait up there. It was a beautiful thing. I mean, I was way up top, sitting next to Jesus. You know what I mean? But it's a great thing. I made a post about that I said I'd rather sit up top or stand up top, not really sit, and then sit in front row. Be like, yeah, it's because you can't afford a ticket in the front row. And I guess, okay, you got me, bud. I've been in the front row. I've sat just about everywhere you can sit at Lambeau section-wise, and that's not a flex. I'm just saying. I have, you know. Usually people are like, hey, want to come to the game with me? And then that's why I get the really good seats. I've never paid for front row. I've been over there twice, though. But anyway, I'm saying that there's no bad seat in the house. But the older I get, the higher up I like to be. Because I like to – it's not really about view as much anymore as about where the bathrooms are. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm going to need to get have a bathroom within close range. But I'm just saying, people, calm down. All right, Packer fans, that's one thing. Just calm down. But let's just see how this season ends. Watch this, these young receivers, see how Matt LaFleur calls these plays, how just everything, and just calm down. It's like, enjoy it or whatever, dude. Like, this is not the first time that I've been part of a losing season. The Packers were 4-12, remember, back in the day. That's when I decided to get my Packers tattoo. Now it doesn't look that good, you know. I mean, I probably have to get it like colored in or whatever. Looks rough. I don't like talking about people like, well, let me see it. Like, yeah, I'm good, but I got that thing. I don't know how old I was. I was young, but I think when you have these, like, these down seasons, that's when, like, this one was almost expected because a new quarterback, kind of a really young team. Like, we kind of, I wouldn't say it's a rebuild. I still don't say it's a rebuild because, like, I remember talking about with Ryan Schlipp during the offseason. It's not a rebuild because, like, when you rebuild a house, right, you knock that house down and you rebuild it from scratch. They didn't knock the house down. Still got defense. They still got the things. They, you know, they tore a section down though, for sure. They tore a section down there. They're renovating severely, but I think it's a young team, and obviously it's a young team. It's like one of the youngest teams ever, as far as like offenses thing, at least for the Packers, for sure. I think in a long, 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 long time. But so you just wait and see. You want to see them keep getting better, and like this last game, a lot of people can say what they want to say, but I feel like they got better. They played better than they did offensively. I mean, the running game got shut down a little bit, but like what I liked about it is the passing game was still able to function. Like earlier in the season, the running game was gone. It was just donezo. You know what I mean? They weren't really getting a lot done. So I'd like to see a passing game keep going. You know, those interceptions, you don't like to see those, but the end of the game, they were trying some, you know, and that one in the end zone and got knocked up in the air, tipped. Intercepted, you know, that's all gonna, yeah, that stuff's gonna happen. You know what I mean? I wish they would have won that game, but wasn't meant to be. Steelers is a good team. I think Tomlin's a great coach. It's a good team, but what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? That sucked. I was watching that game in a hotel. I went away for the weekend with my wife, so that's why I didn't do a live stream. Won't be doing a live stream this week either because I'll be at the game, but I think they're away the week after. I forget what the schedule is, but I'll get back to my live stream and stuff. But yeah, so dude, that's all I'm saying. The Packer fans, but calm down. All right, let's just pump the brakes. I'm not trying to be like the fan police because no one should do that. You know, fan how you want a fan. But man, you're arguing with like the players' cousins or brothers on Twitter. You're going at each other. You're rooting for losses. Like I don't understand it. I'm not sure if people are actually rooting for losses or if they're trying to, like, when they lose, they kind of trying to make them feel better. They're like, all right, at least we got draft pick. That's fine. Whatever you got to do to get through today. But, like, if people are saying that they're steady, like, I hope the Packers lose so they get a higher draft pick, that's crazy to me. I could never do that. I would quit watching football. I made a tweet about it. I would quit watching football before I say I hope the Packers lose today. Like, why would I watch? Why would I watch if I want them to lose? I'm not a fan anymore. I'm an anti-fan. I think there are a lot of anti-Packer fans. Like, they think they're Packer fans. I'm not talking about people on Twitter. I'm talking about the people I run into, have conversations with, or even some people like on Facebook. they get enjoyment when they lose. And like, I told you. Like, they're more concerned about being like right. But if you're negative all the time, you're gonna be right most of the time. You know what I mean? Even with the Patriots. Patriots went on that run. If you said that every year the Patriots will not win a Super Bowl, you've been right most of the time. And the Patriots won 6-7 of those things. You know what I mean? I think it was 6-7 with Brady won the Bucks. But yeah, so like negativity, like I'm not impressed by it. Because you could just say negative stuff, you're gonna be right most of the time, because that's how sports work. They usually don't win a Super Bowl. But I think some people just like being negative. I don't know. And I get tagged in. And I'll tell you this, people. If you're going to tag me on Facebook and you want me to respond, if you tag me in some trash on some other page, I'm not going to waste my time going to that page. You come to my page, all right? You know, how about my engagement if you want? if I'm going to argue with you. I'm not going to go to some other trash pages. I get tagged in other pages all the time. First of all, it's usually horse crap. It's some clickbait crap. Like, you can see, like, where it's posted from. Not to say other countries aren't Packer fans, but like I know clickbait when I see it. I know that's how Facebook works. People, they make pages. They don't know anything about the Packers. They're just copying what real websites do, and people tag me then. It's just crap. I'm not gonna respond to it. Come to my page, talk to me. I try to respond as much as I can, but the negativity, dude, I kind of getting over it. Older I get, less I care what other people think. I'm just gonna do what I do, but I still like to engage for sure. But the negativity, they get, when people are negative, just be negative. I ain't with it. Like, you don't have to agree with everything that I say, but like, this is, it gets kind of old. It gets kind of stupid. But anyways, let's get back to some positivity. You know what I mean? So come on out. All right. Packers play this Sunday. If you wait last minute, tickets are going to be pretty cheap. I'm going to be there. A lot of people are going to be there. Come represent. Get the kiddos. Get Graham out there. Put her up top, dude. That's where the party's at. Dude, up top, that party is lit up there. It is like, I didn't met people. Like, people are just around. There's a some Twitter dude. I think it was like Packer Perfect. I forget his name. He kept saying his Twitter name. But he was a cool guy. Met some good people up there. Bill Jarts was up there. Not really. He was working. He was in the glass, you know, doing his thing. My son was there. I'm like, yo, that's Bill Jarts. He's like, who's Bill Jarts? I'm like, that guy who's yelling, first down. It's another Packers first down. And he didn't believe me. I was like, watch this. The Packers get a first down. Watch this, dude. And then he saw it. And he was like, whoa. It was pretty cool. But it's always a party up there. But I do think the Packers are going to win come Sunday. They're going to win. It's going to be a good time. I'll be down by lot one. I'm going to be interviewing the folks at lot one. Lot one is at Lambeau Field is the most iconic known tailgate spot at Lambeau Field. It's one that I heard about way before I started doing all this stuff. And I know those people, and they're always been cool with me. Like when I went down there, they always treat me right. So I'm going to interview them, let them tell their story, how it got started, how the thing, like they have these badges, right, that says that they're an elite tailgate, that they've been, you know, I don't know how they figured out. Well, I'll figure that out when I talk to them. But they can go to any stadium, and then they can go to right to the top tailgate because that's one of them, and they're like, whatever. I think it's like a cult, but like in a good way, you know what I mean? But we'll talk to them about that. And that won't be the last tailgate I go to. I'll be going to some other ones. Liberty tailgate at the good spot. My guy Drew over there, you know what I mean? The Drew Cave. And yeah, we're going to talk to those good people. A lot of good people over there too. That tailgate's always fun. So eventually I'm going to do that one too. And then find some tailgates I'd never been to before and start hitting up some tailgates because I think the content's there. I want to show people the culture of Lambeau Field. I really haven't been doing that. I've been talking about it. I haven't really been doing it. I kind of go there and then I just start having fun. I forget, like, oh, yeah, I should be doing some content on this thing. But that's kind of my goal for the season was to show the Packers culture, kind of show people what it's like to tailgate and before and after the game and during the game, too. Maybe interview some folks over there. But it's tough during the game because I'm trying to watch the game, you know what I mean? But maybe during brief, I can find some folks, you know. You run into some cool people at Lambeau Field. Really do. Like, I was in the bathroom, and this dude, I was waiting in line or whatever, and this dude had, like, he had a Jordan Love jersey on, but it was real unique, you know. It looked really – didn't look like all the other jerseys. And I was like, nice jersey, dude. And he's like, yeah, thanks, whatever. So we went to the bathroom, whatever. And on the way out, we were outside, and he started talking to me. And he was like, dude, been a Packer fan since like forever. And he's telling me all these stories. And I'm like, dude, that's the type of dude I want on my podcast. That's the type of dude. Actually, he gave me an email. I think I lost his email address. He wrote on a napkin. But those are the type of people I want to talk to because I want to get that culture. So if you know someone that has cool stories that's been around since the 70s or earlier, you know, and they got some cool stories, maybe they've been to some cool games, maybe they've done some cool things, maybe I'll talk to them. You know what I mean? I think that's going to be fun. But anyways, rambling just a little bit over here, but I love the Green Bay Packers. I love them, and I'm gonna root for them to win every single game. And you do what you do, but I'm gonna do what I do. I'll represent this team, and I'm by no means telling people how to be a fan. And you fan how you fan, and I think I love Packer fans, I really do. But this season, someone tested me, bro. But I have a Packers group. You have a Packers group, or you're in a Packers group. You see some toxicity. Is that the word? There's some toxic fools in there. You know what I mean? Dude, they want to burn that thing down. And I get it. Like, people saying, I want to fire this guy, fire that guy, whatever. I don't care. I mean, I get it. People are upset. But the whole, like, get rid of Jordan Love thing, I don't get that thing because you didn't see enough yet. It's only halfway through the season. Like, talking about putting in Clifford, like, what do you think's going to happen? Like, you're just taking time away from Love. Like, it's not going to happen, first of all. There's no chance Jordan Love is a healthy scratch this season, ever. It's not going to happen. They're going to watch him mature and see what he can do. Look at, like, Kurt Warner, the smart people talking about Jordan Love, man, they're saying that there's something there. He's doing stuff. He has some throws. Like, people say that like, there's no wow moments. There is. There's moments, there's throws, there's things he does. He's calm. He's very, very calm. Doesn't get all amped up or whatever. I'm excited about this team, about Jordan Love. Let's wait. Let's see the rest of the season has. Let's see what Matt LaFleur has. You know, I think as much as the players are being tested, so I think so is Matt LaFleur. And that one thing about this team is they don't quit. You know, Preston Smith mentioned it, 60 Minutes a few weeks ago, whenever that was. I think Rashawn Gary, someone else just mentioned it. And if you just watch it, You could say it too. Just watch this team. They do not quit. These are the close games or the one game that they were losing pretty good. They keep battling, dude. They keep fighting. There ain't no quitting this team. So that I think that says a lot for not just the coaches, but the leadership of the in the locker room and just the guys. You know, they're not quitters. So I'm excited about this team. You know what I mean? I don't care about the record. I'm gonna be rooting every freaking week for a win. I do not care about draft picks. That's a problem for next season. The draft pick stuff is for next season. Right now, I want wins. I want to stack some. You know, Mike McCarthy said, we're just trying to stack some successes. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm with. You know what I mean? I'm with you, Mike. Mike McCarthy over there doing his thing in Dallas, and they're playing tonight, I believe, right? I got Diggs. I need no, they're not. The Bills are playing the Broncos. I need Diggs to get a lot of points in my fantasy and James Cook. My fantasy is not doing well this week, dude. I ain't gonna lie to you. But I appreciate y'all tuning in, listening to me ramble a little bit. Be sure to check out thematremage.com. Find out all the places you can see me, listen to me, buy my merch, you know what I mean? I appreciate everyone who supports, whether you're buying the merch, whether you're just watching my stuff. Be a pal and share, you know, like, comment. You know what I mean? Interact with me. It makes a lot more fun when I'm not just talking to myself. You know what I mean? But go Pack, go people. And much love to you. You know what I mean? Let's have ourselves a good week. All right? We got a nice game over on Sunday. I'm going to be at Lambeau. And watch me. All right? Peace out, people.